Yeah, Monday, the 15th of May. Evil thoughts, Joe Crummy. How are you?
We must also end the reckless words of incitement.
Yes, we should. That's the president. He is speaking at the annual Peace Officers Memorial Ceremony at the Capitol today. That's coming up on the show. What else? Oh, how much money has the WannaCry ransomware virus ripped everybody off for? As it spreads globally, we'll give you the update on that on the show. It happened all over the weekend, and I think on Monday morning, a lot of people went into their, flipped on their PCs, and they got a big surprise. Also, the president's travel ban 2.0 is being scrutinized in Seattle today at an appeals court. We'll talk about that. And also, coming up on the show, this is cool. Evil. Vlad Putin plays piano. That's right. He's right now in Beijing. He's meeting with the Chinese president, Xi Jinping. And he plays the piano, and we've got it. And we're going to play it for you on the show. All right, so the first thing on the show today, let's play the president today at the Peace Officers Memorial Service at the Capitol. Here is the president.
We must also end the reckless words of incitement that give rise to danger and give rise to violence.
You know, that is a shot across the bow, as far as I can see, to the Obama administration. And it started with Obama's stupid beer summit early in his, I believe, his first, the term as president, where Skip Gates, that leftist, guy was trying to break into his house, his own home. He had come home from Europe or something. He didn't have the keys. He was trying to break into his house. I get that. Okay, I mean, that's reasonable, you know. Oh, damn, where are my keys? I'm busted in the front door. I've been on the road all day. I want to sit down. I get it. But neighbors saw this guy busting into the house, and they called the cops. The cops show up, and they said to the guy, hey, we don't know who you are. And it turned into a national incident with the president saying the cops are acted stupidly and all that. That's not true. When they ask you for an ID, that's a reasonable thing. But anyway, so the president got off on the wrong foot on the whole cop thing, but that's because he's a leftist. And now Trump, he's not a leftist, so he's firing a shot across the bow. Why are we dumping on the cops?
It is time to work with our cops, not against them.
I like the fact he calls them cops, too. I like that.
But to support them in making our streets safe, not to obstruct them.
Yeah, don't obstruct the cops. Not that they're perfect. I'm not trying to tell you they're perfect. But, none of this wholesale, like, cops are bad until proven innocent. I think Trump wants to do it the opposite way around. They're cool until you prove it uncool. And I think he's right about that. I'll get into that in just a second.
Which we're doing. We obstruct them.
Yeah, we obstruct the cops.
It is time for all Americans from all parties and beliefs to join together in a simple goal to ensure that every child in America has the right to grow up in safety, security, and peace.
Yeah, you know, Trump said that during the campaign, and the liberals got all upset because they were going, what? You think we live like a bunch of animals, don't you? And it was like, well, I don't know. Take a look at the numbers in Chicago. You know, I mean, I don't know.
True social justice means a future where every child in every neighborhood can play outside without fear, can walk home safely from school, and can live out the beautiful dreams that fill their heart.
You know, that's cool. So that's Trump today at the Capitol. You know, there's another reason that it was a good idea to fire Comey. You know, because I'm just going to come out and say it. The Justice Department, of which the FBI is a part of it, under Obama, and it, as was his prerogative, leaned left. It just did. And, you know, if Trump doesn't want his people, you know, any of Obama's people in there, you know, right on, whatever. You would have thought that all this coverage about the FBI and Trump firing Director Comey last week, you would have thought, if you weren't paying close attention, that Trump had walked up to him and shot him. You know, no, he fired him, as is his right. But anyway, so you're getting this leftist Justice Department, you're cleaning it up. You're fumigating, and it's your right, you know, whatever. I mean, these people are not perfect. They're gonna lean one way, and under Obama, they leaned to the left. They just did. You know, when I watched the Democratic convention last summer, they had up on stage, I think, seven or eight of the moms of the guys that had been killed in police violence. And I'm not putting the moms down. Don't get me wrong on this. These are moms. You know, maybe they did a great job raising their kid. Maybe they didn't. You know, maybe they were single moms. I don't know anything about any of that. So don't misunderstand me. But they brought these moms up and they paraded them up on stage as sort of evidence of police violence in the United States. This is what Trump is getting at. Hey, let's stop looking at the cops as though they're evil and bad, and maybe they have to prove they're good. What? Let's do it the other way around, that they're usually doing their job, and when they're not, they need to be prosecuted. Give them the benefit of the doubt, but hold their feet to the fire. Under the leftist Justice Department, it was all about, oh, they're probably bad. You better prove you're good. It was the other way around. And the reason why I'm so passionate about this is when I looked at all the cases of all the moms who were representing the guys that had been killed in a police confrontation, and every one of them, I think the Justice Department jumped on it like, yes, we've got to investigate. I had no problem with that. It was all the rhetoric around it, like, oh, yeah, they're probably evil. We'll get to the bottom of it. And every single one of them, especially like most notably maybe in the case in Ferguson with Michael Brown, every one of them, the cops were acquitted. And this is by a liberal Justice Department, maybe not literally by them, but with them breathing over the local law enforcement. And also when it was really a federal investigation, they didn't indict any of these cops. And yet they paraded these moms who are, you could make a case, they're victims too, but they paraded them as sort of this evidence of, you know, cops are out of control. In every single one of the cases, I looked it up, you know, there was no conviction. And this is with a leftist Justice Department looking for one. So Trump is very different, and if he's gonna clean out the Justice Department, you know, right on. That's your prerogative, Mr. Evil Trump. All right, now, on the ransomware virus, I've got some numbers for you. Over the weekend, we talked about it. Talk about evil thoughts. I mean, I don't know who's doing this, but the WannaCry ransomware virus. A lot of people, I would think, this morning on a Monday morning went into work and turned on their PCs. Not so much in the U.S. yet. But if you're in Europe, there's apparently 100 countries. You know, you turn on your PC, and it says, you know, we want $300, or else, you know, your files are encrypted and it's tough beans. The numbers so far over the weekend we had, they'd gotten so far $26,000. There's an update on that now. It's $56,000. If you take $56,000 and divide it by 300, you come out with a total of 180 computers where somebody sent the money in, like, oh, God, okay, here's your $300 in Bitcoin credits. I also read today that even if your computer is infected, don't send the $300, okay, because that just makes it even worse, because now your computer's effed, and now you just gave somebody $300, and they're not going to, what do you think they're going to do? After you send them the $300, they're going to go, okay, it's all cool, I hit a button, and now your computer's back to normal. I've read that they don't even know it's your $300. They can't know it's your $300 because of the way the Bitcoin currency works. You'd have to actually call them up and go, hey, I'm just about to send you $300, or do you believe I sent you $300? Please, you know, undo my computer. I don't even know whether they can even do that. So don't send them the $300. Vlad Putin, speaking of Putin, he is coming up again later on in the show. He's all excited, warming up, playing the piano. We'll get to that in a minute. He is blaming the United States on that. And he doesn't have to, because I've already done it. I did it on, what was it? I guess over the weekend on the Joe Crummy After Dark, I said that these hacking tools had supposedly come from the CIA, or some of this malware, this ransomware. It's our stuff. So it would really tick me off, say, if my computer were infected with this stuff, and I'm a freaking taxpayer, and I go, what? You know, I'd be really ticked about it. But that's what's going on. And the ransomware known as WannaCry, I've also seen it with a P and a T at the end, like WannaCrypt. I don't know whether they're trying to do a thing with crypt, the word or whatever, but it's the WannaCry ransomware, usually just for PC people. You know, Mac people so far don't have to sweat that. All right, now, President's Travel Ban 2.0, this is another good one. As you know, the president came out pretty quick in his administration and said, oh, my God, we've got these Muslim countries where it's out of control, and we don't really trust our vetting process. You know, we don't want to end up like France or whatever it is, you know, with the people that we're not really sure who they are. We don't need any more of this San Bernardino kind of stuff going on, right? Anyway, so he put this travel ban into effect via an executive order, got shot down by a judge in Hawaii. Well, they redid it, and it's at the Court of Appeals in Portland as of today, or Seattle. And Judge Ronald Gould, I was looking at him on TV. He literally leans to the left, his left. I was looking at him today, go, what's up with this guy? He has MS, so I can't, I don't want to make a lot of fun of him, but he's literally leaning to his left, and I'm thinking, what's this guy? Appointed by Bill Clinton. There are two other guys on the bench that are looking at it. They were also appointed by Bill Clinton. The issue is the president has the right to make an executive order about national security and who comes and goes into the United States, but that has to be weighed against the Establishment Clause of the Constitution that says we don't discriminate against anybody based on their race, supposedly, even though we do, or their religion, rather. And even though we have in the past, but now it's 2017, and, where are we now? So we're trying to weigh these two things. Of course, what they are also introducing into the mix is that, well, you know what? Maybe the wording in the travel ban itself is not that, discriminatory about Muslims. It happens to be countries that are primarily Muslim. But during the campaign, the president said, we got to ban Muslims, So how do we know he doesn't really mean that in his heart that he's not a racist and he's hiding behind this language, which really isn't racist, but he's sort of getting his racist on here a little bit through this thing. And we can't have that. So that's what they're debating today in Portland. My take is that it's going to go to the Supreme Court. And that's where the whole thing will be overturned, but it'll take another year or so. But I would think that if you're the president and you have an issue with an executive order, they fast-track you to the Supreme Court. You're not just some average guy. Now, I mentioned Vladimir Putin playing piano. This is great. As I mentioned, how many times do I say this? He is in China as we speak. He is visiting the president of China, Xi Jinping, and he walks into this room. There's video here. I'm just going to set it up for you. He sees a baby grand piano, and he sits down at the piano. The cameras are rolling, and he's got some time to kill. He's waiting for the Chinese president. So he sits down, and he starts playing a couple of Russian folk songs from the 50s. Songs you've never heard. Evening Song, I never heard it. Moscow Windows, boy, that's a great title. And so he sits down at the piano and plays. The weird thing about it is the piano is out of tune, but he plays anyway. And then there's the thing he does at the very end that I want to turn you on to. So here's Vladimir Putin in China, sitting down at the piano. It's a bad note, right? You can tell right there, this piano sucks. It's kind of cool because he's sitting in this sort of government facility where visiting heads of states hang out. And he plays about a minute of piano. He doesn't know what to do with himself. He's killing some time. He's not exactly Lady Gaga. He's also been warning the United States shouldn't be trying to intimidate Pyongyang, the North Koreans. Fat guy launched another missile over the weekend. I was wrong about the missile, by the way. It actually did go 1,200 miles high. That's high as hell. It's way out of the Earth. The space station, what is that thing? The ISS orbits at 200 miles. So he went way, the North Korean guy went way ahead of that. But anyway, so back to the piano playing. Vlad Putin here is about 10 seconds when finishing, right? He's had about enough. The piano sucks. It's out of tune. The Chinese don't have everything together, for heaven's sakes. And I want you to listen closely what he does when he's about 5 seconds, he's going to stop. Now listen closely. He's going to close it and then listen. He has an evil laugh. Incredible. Oh, by the way, don't let the media know that Donald Trump has a piano too, because there's the Russian connection right there. They'll go, what? He has a baby grand, and soda, and Vlad plays a baby grand? Oh, there's your smoking gun. Collusion. Evil. There's something funny about the media I wanted to mention before we wrap the show up today. I heard somebody on CNN this morning talking about, we have a poll that most Americans think there ought to be a special prosecutor for evil Trump and the Russian collusion. And I was laughing. I'm thinking, all week long, you manipulate the facts. All week long, you cherry pick. You have an opinion. You try to mold everybody's opinion, right? you know, from the left. And at the end of the week, you go, hey, what's your opinion? What do you know? You all happen to agree with us. It's so fake. You know, these guys crack me up. And there's one other thing I want to say about facts, as long as I'm talking. Well, it's a fact. Well, it depends upon how it's presented. We could take a fact like the cow jumped over the moon, right? Let's just pretend that's a fact. It depends upon how I deliver it to you. I could say, wow, the cow jumped over the moon. You know, you'd be going, yeah, that's great, man. Or I could do it like this. Hey, did you hear the cow jumped over the moon?
Yeah.
When you weren't looking. Yeah, he jumped over the moon. You know what I mean? It's like the president fired Comey. It's like, what? He fired Comey. That's great. Or he fired Comey. How about this with missiles? Hey, the North Koreans launched a missile. That's what they're all, woohoo, that's a fact. Of course, we're going, oh, shit, they launched a missile. So all this that it's a fact don't mean nothing. That's right. Don't let the media fool you, because it's all about manipulating you and then asking what your opinion is, as if they haven't been working overtime all week to mold the very opinion. It's this weird sort of positive feedback cycle, you know, and they think we're dumb enough to fall for it. Unfortunately, I'm afraid they're right. But you listen to these evil thoughts, and you spread the word of Joe Crummy's evil thoughts, and that's what I like about you. Rate this podcast on iTunes. Submit to the podcast, all right? And follow me on Facebook and Twitter as Joe Crummy, and on Instagram as Crummy Joe. All right, now turn up the music.